Ramana Block Gemara, Rosh of Kuv Beis on the Beis in Chulin. This is the end of yesterday's Gemara. So I have a machlekes there. We have there called Eva Min HaChai, and you have a thing called Basa Min HaChai. Eva Min HaChai is an entire limb, the bones, the veins, and then you have, if you cut a piece of meat off that living animal, then even after you shech the animal, you cannot eat the Basa, nor can you eat the Eva. So what Abiechina says, that these two Yisurim are two separate averis, meaning you learn it from two different sukkim. Lo yisaychel hanefesh im habasa. Don't eat the soul with the flesh. The soul is something that's irreparable. Once you take a soul away from something, you cannot put it back. Same thing we're talking about basa, that if you take it away, you can't put it back, which is cutting off a limb. Piece of meat, the animal grows back the meat, flesh. So it's talking about eva menachai. That's one avera. And another pasuk, ubasa basada, you found meat in outlying fields, which means it was separated from the animal. That's basa menachai. And also, that says treifa, which is just an alay treif, loisa chelu. So, zeh basim lachai, u basim la treifa. The two averis are basim lachai and treif. However, Rav Shimon Lokar says, loisechel hanefesh im habasa, don't eat the nefesh with the basa, that's evim lachai, also basim lachai. It says in the pasi basa. So, both averis are included. Nefesh is evim lachai, and basa is basim lachai. If you cut it off while the animal's alive, you can never eat from it. They're both from the same pasuk. Basa basada treifa treimu. The basa on treifa. Treifa is up another din altogether. Now, what's the difference? There's a number of differences. Acha, what happens if you ate eva minachai and you ate basa minachai? You did two averis. You ate eva minachai, a full limb, and you ate meat from a living thing. So, according to Rabbi Yechon, you learned it from two different sukkim. So, chayv shtayim, two separate averis. According to Shlokish, the chayv only one. Acha basa minachai. If you ate meat from a living, ubasam in a treifa, and you also ate treif, so shlokish, you learn from Tudum Sukim, chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yechonon ain't a chayiv alach only one. We're only going over yesterday's Gemara. Ochal eva min a chay, ubasam in a treifa. But if you ate eva min a chay, and you ate basa treif, everyone agrees it's Tudum Sukim. Eva min a chay is from the pasuk where it says, loisechal hanefesh. We're about to start Kuv Beis on the top. The Hakol Chayv Shtayim. Okay, now we're ready to begin. This is today's Gemara. But I mean at the top of the page. Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph, the very top of the page. Yesterday was Kuv Beis. We're coming to an end of Gid Anosha and Eva Menachai. Says the Gemara, but I mean, that's a question. You're telling me that everyone agrees if you ate Eva Menachai, right, you cut off a living limb, and you ate treif at the same time, you'll get two separate malchus, twice lashes, there's two separate averis.
It's automatically
treif,
it wasn't
shechted. Treif means you shechted it, but you found it was treif. You did something wrong with the shechita. You did something, whatever it is. So you did two averis, you ate both at the same time.
But even melachai, if you shechted it, it's not even melachai.
That's right. So you pulled, no, if you pulled the leg off before you shechted it.
Then you did three.
Forget the cruelty. You're mice with cruelty to animals. You're hopping on it.
With me too.
Maybe this is a case where there was no cruelty to animals. You were saving the animal or something, some kind of sickness, need or whatever it is. You broke his leg, and now to get out of misery, you had to amputate it. Maybe. Think positive. So, what happens if Ochal? I'll ask you a question. You said that everyone says if you ate Eva Menachai and Treif at the same time, you did two Averis. Treif, this is from one Pasik, and Eva Menachai, another Pasik. So, I'm asking a question. It says in the Braise, Ochal Eva Menachai and a Treif, you ate Eva Menachai from a non kosher, from a Treif, you know what I eat. Abirch, this is Chayv Shtaim, two Averis, Eva Menachai and Treif. But in Shlokish, I'm in Chayv Lach, and I'm one Aveda. And we're not even sure which Aveda it is, Eva Menachai or Treif. What do you mean one? Why only one? So Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, I understand Rabbi Yechon. Nich makes sense. Two separate avedas. Eva Menachai Treif. Fine. Ela Rabbi Shimon Lokish Kasha. Got a problem. Oh, but Rabbi Yechon said, "Look, Kasha, it's not a problem. Can be behema achas, can be shtei behemas. If it's two separate behemas, one behema you took an Eva Menachai, and one behema you took Treif. There was Treif. Of course, you chayv two avedas. The argument between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish is if it was one animal." And the same animal was Eva, you pulled the Eva off while the animal was alive, and then when you shechted it, you made a treif. And now you ate from one animal. The question is, do we compound Isurim? Remember we learned this on Friday. Do we add one Aveira to another Aveira? And that's the argument here. And we'll have four different ways of understanding it. Two animals, no question, you had two Aveiras. Well, one animal, pligi is an argument. What's the argument of one Aveira? Amr Abaye says this is a scenario, and then we'll have four different ways of understanding it. Kegoin shenitrefa imitzias ruba. As the animal was being born, it became treif. So it became treif as soon as it was born. The question is, when does an animal have the aveira of Eva Melechai? There's two ways of looking at an animal. When you see an animal, how do you see it? Do you see a whole bunch of parts that make up an animal? Or do you see an animal? And you don't see parts, it's the animal. This is the foot. This is the, you look at the foot, that's the animal. You look at the foreleg, that's the animal. The hind leg, that's the animal. It's an animal, you don't have parts. When you have parts, when you cut it up. But prior to that, all you have is one unit. So that's the argument here. We had the argument yesterday, the Rebbe Chachamim. If you ate a whole bird, you're ever even men achai. So Amar Rabbi goes, you need to for imitzias, Rebbe, the majority of the animals born and became treif. Marsava, one opinion is behema bechayel evarim. If you look at a behema, all it is made up of parts, which means it's already evarim. So when is the isav of evim bechay? When does the isav bechay start? The moment it was born. When did we come treif? The moment it was born. So both averas happen concurrently. Even though we don't compound yisurim, that's once this is an aveda here, you want to add tomorrow another aveda, you can't. But they both happen at the same time. So then it is chal. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechon, two avedas. However, explains it comes simultaneously. However, the Shlokish says, no. When I see behemoth, I don't see a four leg or hind. I see behemoth. There's no parts. No parts, there's no evim nechai. So when it was born, it was treif. When is it evim nechai? When you cut the leg off. It's too late. You cannot leap a lump one Easter on top of another. Umasov a behema bechayel lovely vodem medes. A behema when it's alive is not made up of parts. Lo asis a bechayel a Easter treifa. Therefore, cannot lump together. There's a big argument in philosophy. How does our power of recognition? When we look at somebody, what do we see? Do we see eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and then we put together a face? Or do we see a face and then we remember the eyes and ears? And how do you? One of the proofs that they say we see a face. Let's say you knew somebody when you were 15 years old. No beard or nothing. And then 40 years later, you meet them somewhere. They look totally different. They're much older. They're bigger. And their hair fell out of their head. And they're gray and blah, 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 blah. And you recognize them. What do you recognize? If you go through feature by feature, there's nothing really the same. The eyebrows look different. And the face looks... Everything's different. What is it? Because what you memorize, they argue, is the face. Details are only details. You memorize the face, and the face is always stays the same. So that's what he's saying here. That when you look at an animal, you don't see parts. You see an animal. And therefore, there's no evim menachai until you physically cut off an evim. That's one way of learning machlekes. Iba is another version. The kuli alma, we have two more versions to do with what you just said. One other version is not their argument whether a behemoth is made up of parts or so. They all agree. What do they agree? Either one. So either kuli alma all agree, behemoth bechayeh, lovely vodim medes. A behemoth is not made up of parts. A behemoth is a behemoth. There's no even lechayeh when it's there. So when the animal was created, when it came to the world, it was treif. There's no even lechayeh. So what's the argument? The argument is the iser even lechayeh, such a strong iser, which we call an iser moisif, it adds another layer, and it will be lumped on to the Isser Treif. Now, why is Isser Eivin Achai stricter than Treif? Because Treif began at Har Sinai, but Isser Eivin Achai started B'nai Noach. If it started B'nai Noach, and this is the same argument, did it start B'nai Noach, or was it given to the Eden only after Matan Torah? But if you say it started from B'nai Noach, so that's a more powerful, it's more powerful than Treif. Treif started Har Sinai, and this started way earlier. So Uve Meise, everyone agrees that a behema is not made of parts. Uve Meise Iser Eiver Meichel Iser Treif. The question is, can you bring the Iser of Eiver and throw it on to Iser Treif Kamifli? Mar Sovar Osi Iser Eiver Chayle Treif, that you do lump together the Iser of Eiver on top of Treif because it's so dominant. Umar Sovar Loi Osi Iser Eiver Chayle Treif. You cannot lump it together because it. I don't believe that this is an additional sin. Ibai Zeman, or I don't even hold then that you can lump it together. Another answer the other way around. Everyone else is Eivim Menachai. But here, but just the opposite. It was born, it was Eivim Menachai. It became treif when you shechted it. Now you're eating the Eivim Menachai, you're eating the part of the treif. The question is, will treif be lumped on to Eivim Menachai? One opinion says no. How can treif be lumped on to Eivim Menachai? Isurim cannot compound. And the other one says, I hold like the opinion that yes, Isur chal al isur, even if it's not stricter, even if it's not more inclusive, is an opinion that says isur chal al isur. That's what I hold. And Rabbi Yechon holds that. May say isur treif chayil isur ever conducted argument. Masav asiv chayil. Masav asiv chayil. It does coincide. One holds doesn't coincide. Robert says, I'll give you a fourth scenario, fourth answer. King going to tolash mi menu aver. As you were pulling off the avers, make it aver lechay v'tarfabai. You pulled off the top part of the, above the knee, which made the animal treif. The hind leg. Masava, someone holds behema bechayel evorim einemedes. The animal was not, there's no evim lechai till now. So evim lechai and treif happened concurrently. Isur evim, isur evim, body, the other God came at the same time. And that's Rabbi Yechonon, therefore you're liable too. Umasava behema b'chaya liver is already even the chay way before. And now became treif. You cannot compound is treif chayel is ever. We have kuf gimel amad aleph. So in the middle of the page, about 20 lines to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. A new thing. Amar Rabbi Yechonon. We're talking about there's an isa called eva minachai. There's an isa called basa minachai. And we had an argument of Yechonon. Eva minachai means you take the entire limb. And we learned before that, you know, it has to, according to Rab, it has to be a kazayis, but you can combine the bones, the veins, and the meat. And basa minachai is pure flesh, and it has to be a kazayis. Now, we're saying here, So we had a machleik because look, do we learn Bosom and Achai and Abim and Achai from the same pasuk, or do we learn from two different psukim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Achal Chaylev min Achai min Atreifa. You ate three things there. You ate Chaylev, which is an Isur in its own right. You ate from Achai, so that's Abim and Achai or Bosom and Achai, and then you ate Treif. You did three Avedis, and yet Chayiv Shtaim. You're only liable for two. We'll soon see why not liable for three. Amar Rabbi Ami said, "V'leima mashalos." What do you tell me? Two, just three. So you said, "Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, just three over here." Shani, I mean, I actually say shalosh. I actually say three because it manami. In fact, I learned Amar Rabavu, Rabavu said, "Rabbi Yechonon, ochal chaylev min achay min atreifa." You ate chaylev, which is an aveda. You ate min achay, which is an aveda. You ate treifa. Chayim shalosh. That's three. Says the Gemara, "Seva ma'ika miflagi." So what's going on here? Why does one guy say two and one guy says three? What are they arguing about? Sorry? Chaylev happens as soon as an animal is born. If you remember, while an animal is inside the mother's womb, that Yudah holds, there's no Isra of Chaylev, because if you would have shechted the mother, you could have eaten the animal. So Kozman, the animal is inside the mother's womb, it's called a Shalil. It's just another limb of the mother. So when does the Isra of Chaylev begin? Only when it comes out. Isra Eben L'chai, according to one opinion, starts as soon an animal is made up of parts. As soon as the animal is born, is Eben L'chai. According to one opinion, an animal is not made up of parts. An animal is a unit. It doesn't have a varim until you actually cut it into a varim. Because man is alive, it's one. It's an animal. Look at any part of the animal. What do I see? I see an animal. I don't see a leg. I see an animal. The other opinion says, no. What's an animal? Made up of parts. A leg. A full leg. Sorry?
You've got to come out before you eat any part of it.
100%. But how do you, like we said before, when you see an animal and you see the legs, what do you see? See a leg or you see an animal? That's the machlekes. So when does the Isra of Eva Menachai begin already? When as soon as the animal is born, because it's made up of Eivor, it's made up of a bunch of limbs? Or is it only when you physically cut it? Until then, there's no limbs. It's all part of one animal. Yeah. So we'll explain. So we're going to explain the exact same way we learned on top of the page. The Mike and Mifke, you know what the argument is, the same scenario by told on top of the page. You're going, Shenitrefa im Yitzia. You know when it became treif? Remember, Isurim cannot be Chal on Isurim according to most opinions. So we're talking about, unless it's Isur Moisif, it adds another layer of severity. Or Isur Koil, it is more generic, more inclusive. The animal was born and became treif as it was born. Something happened, something got caught, something happened, and the animal became treif. So what's going on? Why does one opinion say three? The question is whether there is Eva Menachai or not. No, Anitza Vishim means they're two equally surim, but so what? If the Torah says don't do it, I'll heap on as many. We have more makas. You can eat a putisa, you can eat kind of a sheretz and do six avedas, seven avedas, eight avedas. Just heap them on. Six avedas, heap them on. So over here also. Other opinion says, no, you can't. If the cup already is usher, you cannot put another Easter on it unless the second Easter is stricter than the first. For example, the first Easter, you only get lashes, but the new Easter, you'll get karis. So the karis is it wasn't there before. So there's room for the karis to fall on. And once the karis falls on, the rest of the Easter comes on as well. That's what their opinion is. So man, what happened was the animal became treif as it was born. So it became treif as it was born, and it was fats, obviously, and the Issa started when you were born. And the question is whether Eivim L'chai started then as well. And that's machlekes. Man, do Amar Shol Shtik, so as soon as the behemah comes to life, Le'evarim Amed is made up of parts. So therefore, Issa of Chaylev started as the animals came to the world. The Issa of and the Issa of Eivim L'chai started as the animal was born. The Issa of Treif and the Issa of Treif all came, Bahadi Hadot Yossi, all came simultaneously, and therefore all three have Eivim. However, Uman Dom Mishtaim says, two ksav he holds, Behema Bechayel, lovely Eivorim Amedes, there are no parts here. Therefore, the Isur Chaylev, the Isur of Treifa fats, the Isur Treifa, and the Isur Treifa, sorry, the Isur fats, and the Isur Treifa Iker. Right? They both happen as soon as the animal is born. But Isra Eva Le'asi. Eva doesn't come here. You know why? Le'asi Chai, cannot be Chal. Because the Isra of Eva Melechai only happened when you cut the limb. Many, a long time afterwards. There's nowhere for this Isra to be added on. Because it's, okay, that's one opinion. Another answer, like we said before, I can say that either everyone agrees an animal is made up of parts or everyone agrees an animal is not made up of parts. And I can learn either way. This is how it goes. And they're arguing about if this is an Isra Moisiv, or they're arguing Bechlal if Isra Chalal Isra. It goes as follows. I can tell you. Kuli Alma, everyone holds Behema, Bechaya, Lav Le'evorimez. A Behema is not made up of parts. A Behema is not made up of parts. Ubemeise Isra Eva, Bechaya, La Isra Chalav. And the question here is, if it means Isra Eva, Chaya started much later. But is it a stronger Isra, and therefore it can be Chal? That's the question. Whether you bring the Isa of Eva v'chayila Isa echeliv va'isa trefa, that's the machlekes. Masavat osi chayil, that Eva v'chayil is stricter than both. Why? As I told you before, the Isa of Chaylev started when? From Har Sinai. The Isa of Treif started when? From Har Sinai. When did the Isa of Eva v'chayil begin? Back in the times of Noach. So therefore, it's much stricter. It's a much longer avera, has seniority. Another one holds, loy osi chayil, that's no. I hold that the Aveda to the Eden was given only by Har Sinai, and therefore it's not chal on it. It's not. It's no stricter than all the other Avedas. Even though it was given to Noach, but for the Eden it wasn't given exclusively only on Har Sinai. V'ibay, say my third answer, I can say, kuli alma, everyone agrees, behemah, b'chayel, li'evor, a behemah is made up of parts. So l'chayde, if it's made up of parts, evim and l'chay started straight away. You have Eva Melechai, you have Chelet, but you know what happened there? Like your Rebbe said, you know, it became treif much later. You know it became treif? When you shechted it. Or something happened much later and became treif. And the question now is, will treif be chal? Or may you say, Isa treif, or mechala, Isa efik, will treif fall in? Now, why should treif fall in? It's not stricter than Eva Melechai. You're right. But there is an opinion that says that Isa chalal Isa, regardless of whether it's Isa meisiv, regardless of whether Isa koel, Isun and Mechal on top of each other. Ma'ar Sova, one opinion holds, Osi Chayil, Midi Dehavi Acheliv, and how do I know that Isa Chal Elisa? Where do I see Isa Chal Elisa, even though it's not stricter? Just like we find Acheliv. Just like Treif can fall on Chayil. What's the story? Kedama Ma'ar, we learned, HaToyda Amr, the Toyda definitely clears, declares. You're not allowed to eat Chayil. The Toyda said twice you should eat Chayil, so we say, you know what's coming to tell you? That if you eat this chalev and then the isa of treif was added on to this animal, you will be doing two avedas because treif is chal on chalev. Now, why is treif stricter than chalev? It isn't. In fact, chalev you get kodesh for, or whatever. Why is treif stricter than chalev? It isn't. But isa chal isa. The yova isa treif the yochal al isa chalev and it lands in isa chalev. And even though isa chalev came first, yet treif will come afterwards because isa chal al isa. Same over here. Even though the Isa of Treifa came a long time after Eva Melechai and a long time after Chalev, so what? Isa Chal al Isa.
Why
one?
Why
Isa Chalev
is there?
The Tayyid says that isn't. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The only time there's no Isa of Chalev, as we'll see in a minute, is by a Chaya. A deer, for example, there's no Isa of Chalev. By an antelope, there's no Isa of Chalev. Here's the concept, it's only by a behemah. In fact, the Gemara is now going to say, you're right. Perhaps treif will fall on chalev, but no raya that treif will fall on Eben Chai. Why should there be a difference? Because chalev has a certain weakness. It's not an avera everywhere. For example, by a chaya, there's no isa of chalev. It's called huter mikloloi. This very isa is sometimes permitted, so it's a weak isa. Therefore, maybe treif can be, you know, placed on top of a chalev. But the isa of Eben Chai applies everywhere. All kosher animals, we had a machlekes, even all treif animals, non-kosher animals. And because it flies to all kosher animals, except for a mayor, therefore, it's strict. Who said that treif will fall on that? It's a weak avera. But eva, that's not huta meklala, it's not a weak avera. No. Ki asa with kuf gimel on the base at the top of the page. 103b. You'll need another gemara today as well. Ki also Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came along, Amar, he said, Boy, Menei Rav Shimon Laki, very interesting questions. We have similar in Yuma, and basically the issue here is, when a person eats not kosher, when does it register as an Avera? when it goes down your throat and you're enjoying it, or when it falls in your stomach and therefore you're digesting it. The Isser is Hanoas Groinoi or Hanoas Meiv. And what and the Gemara that talks about the Machlekes is if you swallowed it but then you vomited it up before it settled in your stomach. Did you do an Isser in the Torah? Because you spat it out, so your stomach didn't have any benefit, but your throat did. So the Gemara here is similar to that, but different, quite interesting questions. You enjoy the taste. No, the Isser is Achila. Achila is Achila. What's considered Achila? You ate matzah and you spat it out. Did you eat? You have to eat matzah. If you ate matzah and then you spat it out, you know, you're bulimic. So therefore, you know, you don't want to eat all these things that are fattening. But say that's a mitzvah. So you take it down your throat and then you go to the bathroom and you do whatever you do to make it come out. Right? That's what bulimics do. So what happened? Did you do your mitzvah or not? So. Where it's also b'hano, so then maybe it's something different. We're talking about now just eating things. Stam. Treif. Yeah. That's the Gino Achleikis. So you're going to side with one of them, as we will see. Boy, Meneid Abshimim, Elok, Rabbeinu Shlokish, asked his brother-in-law a question. Okay. Eva Menachai, we decided before you have to eat a kazayis. What happened? You cut it into half. You cut the Avim and the Chai into half, and then you ate it, this first half, and then you ate the other half. Now, generally, when it comes to Averis, we say, Treif, if you ate a Kazayis within a certain amount of time, Kedei Achilas Pras, anywhere between 4 minutes and 11 minutes, you're liable. What about here? Do you have to eat the whole Aver in one go, or even if you cut it in half, and yet, as long as you ate it within that time span, time frame, you're a Chayv. Amalei told him, but he told him, Potter, why should it be different than all other Avedis? Because the whole concept of Eiv Menachai is a Chiddush. Everywhere else, when we say don't eat treif, it means meat. Here we say eat bones. Bones are tasteless. Eat veins are tasteless. And yet, it's part of Eiv Menachai. So the whole Aveda is a Chiddush. So therefore, maybe only if you ate it in one go, the entire limb, but not if you cut it into half. Okay, next question. What about Mibifnimai? Inside your mouth, you cut it in half. Your teeth, you cut it in half and you swallow first one half of it and then another half. What happens then? You told me that if you cut it in half outside your potter, what about in your mouth you cut it? No, before you swallowed, before you actually did the aved. Aved is the eating, not putting it in your mouth. Matera. So you did it before you put it in your mouth. Sorry, before you swallow. What happens then? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The aved is only when you swallow. Or when it lands in your stomach. That's going to be ungood. Nobody said you can. You're not allowed to chew, but if you did, you don't get the lashes for it. If you chew and chew and chew and chew and spit it out, you did not, no problem. From the Torah. But don't study in treif, chas v'shalom. The Rabban don't like it. And their lashes hurt more than the Torah's lashes. What about inside your mouth? You cut it in half. What happens then? Amalei said, chayiv. In your mouth, you're liable. However, ki asa ravin, when ravin came along, Amar, he said, cholkoi mibichul. His version was, if you split it outside, potter. But bifnim, if you split it in your mouth, it's not that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon a question, except what Rabbi Yechon said. There's actually an argument here. Rabbi Yechon says, chayiv. Rabbi Yechon says, chayiv, and Rish Lakish says, potter. What's going on here? Rabbi Yechon, chayiv, hari nene groine bekazayis. Your throat enjoyed the kazayis, because one, you're chewing it, it reaches the back of your throat, and therefore you're enjoying it, so you're liable. Oh, but Ishlokit holds Achila b'me'ya binan v'leka. He translates that Achila means it has to go into your intestines, in your stomach, and there and it has to be a sheared Achila over there. Of course, a little piece of pieces will go down your throat, but it's not enough to be a whole aver. So you know, it's sort of Rabbi Yechon holds a nas groinoi, and Ishlokit holds a nas me'yav. Says Gemara, if so, Rav Shimon Lakish heich meshkach v'mechayv. According to Ishlokit, you're telling me that you have to eat. The whole Rav Shlokish says you are potter because you didn't come into your stomach in one go. Rav Yechon says you're chayiv because your throat is right there, and therefore it's all in one go in your mouth. As long as it's in your mouth in one go, you're chayiv because it's touching your throat. And according to Rav Shlokish, that you're potter because the criteria is in your stomach and didn't go in one go. So how can you ever be chayiv for Eivim and Achai? It's hard to eat. This is Rashi's way of learning. Tesla has an argument that you could eat the whole kazayis in one go. What's the problem? But the Rashi holds you can't eat one kazayis in one go. And maybe that shows, even though another Gemara says it could, that's talking about meat. Here you have bones and veins and everything else. It's very hard to eat it in one go. Amr of Kana, Kana said, we're talking about Begrumisa ze'ira. We're talking about the bone, a very small bone that's on the back of your thigh, has a little bit of meat. And that one there, because it's mainly bones and veins, mainly, predominantly bones and veins, very little bit of meat, no point in chewing it. There's nothing to chew. So what do? You swallow. Where you swallow, Rabbi Yishlagi says, you can swallow because ice won't go. And therefore, no, we thought normally, the question was normally, even the chayit, you know, part of it, a big part of it is meat and not part of bone, so you'll chew. You want to eat the meat, you know, while you're chewing. So since it's hard to do the whole thing in one go, first eat the meat and then the bones. So what happens? So how can you ever be chayit? I'll tell you what you're chayit. When it's predominantly made up of bones and veins, this little bone over here, drop of meat, you're not going to chew it. There's nothing to chew. You're going to swallow it in one go. That's the only time you chayiv according to the shlokas evim and chay. So the Gemara, this little bone called gromisa the ear to the small bone. Rabbi Loza says I feel the chelkim bechutz namichay. Rabbi Loza says I disagree. Even if you divide it outside, I argue with both of them. Even if you cut it in half before you put it in your mouth, you are chayiv. Why? Because mechusa krev lav kim mechusa maishdami. Since they used to be one piece, and now you cut them, and in your mouth they're going to be together again, or your stomach be together again. Therefore, all of the, and all you have to do, you don't have to do any physical activity to make it one. You just got to put them together. Mechusa krev lav kim mechusa maishdami. It's not like it's lacking anything, and therefore you're liable. We say kazai is chutz meshal bein hashnayim. We don't include that which is stuck between your teeth. We need a kazai. Apart from that, even Rabbi Yechiel will agree. Why? Because that part does not go down your throat. It's stuck between your teeth. You get nothing. You have no pleasure from it, and therefore you need full kazai outside that. Rabbi Yechiel Amar af im bein hashnayim. Rabbi Yechiel says. Rabbi Yechanan seems to be saying that I hold that between your teeth is included. Comes along with our papa says no. Bishal beina shanayim. I disagree. Between your teeth, koyam leplegi, you get an argument. There's nothing to enjoy because it's stuck between your teeth. In fact, it's annoying. You got pieces of meat stuck between your teeth. Keep ligi beina chinechayim by the palate. And over there, by the palate, whether you are include that or not. Sometimes pieces get stuck in the back of your palate there. And it doesn't go down to your stomach. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's all about the throat, the palate, the back of the palate is also part of your throat, so therefore you're liable. According to the Shlokish, we look at your stomach. Who cares how enjoyable it is up in your throat? It didn't enter your stomach, it's not included. You need a kazayis to enter your stomach. Because your throat, Mar Savimar explains. Well, Rabbi Yechanan holds a harinen groine bekazayis. The fact is that you enjoyed a kazayis there. And my sovel achil b'meibin, you need in your stomach a kazayis. Amr Abasi, Rabasi, Rabbi Yechanan, what happens? Achal chatzi zayis, ate half a kazayis v'ikiu, and you vomited it up. Then the chaza v'achal chatzi zayis achal, you ate in another half a zayis. Chayiv, you are chayiv. Why? Because the palate enjoyed the full kazayis. My time had inen groiner b'kazayis. The fact is, you enjoy the full kazayis. And Rashi learns that this argues with what he said before of Rav Dimi, who said that if you divided it outside of your mouth, you ate a half a kazayis, and then another half a kazayis, you're not liable. And over here he's saying that you ate one half kazayis first, spat it out, took another half a kazayis, so they weren't together. And he says, you're liable, which means he argues with the top of the page where Rav Dimi and Rovin came along and said what they had to say.
Would that have a time frame
attached to it? Yeah, Achilles Pras. It has to be within either four, a whole bunch of opinions, between 4 and 11 minutes. But when it comes to hanoas maim, your stomach, it has to be a kazayis that landed. There's no achilas pras when it comes to the stomach. When it comes to the stomach, there has to be a full kazayis in one go. And if you swallowed one half a zayis, and then you swallowed another half a zayis, you never swallowed a full zayis. Your stomach didn't have a full zayis in one go. There's no achilas pras when it comes to the stomach. Achilas pras is only when you're eating, because that's a normal way of eating. I'm saying in your stomach, it has to all come together. And not only that, when the second chatzi zayis came into your stomach, you already spat out the first half of zayis, so you never had a full zayis inside your stomach. I'm saying in your throat, you had a full zayis. Says the Gemara, comes along, boy, when Rabbi Lazar, a student of Yechon, said to Rabasi, let me ask you a question. You're asking you ate a half of zayis, spat it out, and you ate another half of zayis. So let me ask you another better question. You ate a half of zayis, spat it out, and you repeat and eat the same half of zayis a second time. Are you liable for eating a full kazayis?
Considered separate.
That's exactly, that's a question. Yeah. And you spat it out. You ate that very same half of kazayis again. Mahum. But you want Mike, what's the question? If you're telling me that when he had it there and he was chewing it, it's as if he already digested it. So what do you have now and you spat it out, or you're spitting out is like dung, excrement. It's not food anymore. So what's the shayla? Second time around, you didn't eat any treif. Or Eloi Havayichol. Is that your question? Whether it's considered like a digested? Didn't digest it? If so, Vitiboyle Kazayis. Ask a better question. If you ate a kazayis, a full kazayis, and you spat it out, you ate a second time, did you do a second aveir or not? And the question will be, when you spat it out, is it like it's no longer considered food, or is it food? That's the same question. Ella, his question was, no, do we say basa groines lina? Do we look at the throat? Definitely it's not digestive. Eat a second time, you're liable to look at your throat, so you had enjoyment of a full kazayis. And you are going to have happy, or do we say, oh, you bossa made a little bit like a schlock, you go after your stomach, and the fact is, when the second half of kazayis came into your stomach, for kazayis disappeared already, no longer there. Says the Gemara, v'tiv shalei medravasi. The Chayyim Rabasi said, if you ate a half a kazayis, then you ate another, and you spat it out, ate another half a kazayis, you're still liable because you look at the throat. So what's the so what's Abba asking about the same half a kazayis? How is it any different? Says the Gemara, very interesting. Rab Asi Gomre, Rab Asi already heard this question. They both learned this from Rabbi Yechanan. And the reason, and Rab Asi was asking the question before, is it the stomach or the throat? He didn't remember what Rabbi Yechanan said. And Rabbi Loza didn't want to embarrass him. Oh, you don't remember the shear that we had 16 years ago? And he didn't want to embarrass him. So he asked him another question that he hoped would trigger his mind. Oh, yo, Otake, we discussed this already. He forgot the halacha. But also, Rabbi Loza Latkud, Rabbi Loza came to remind him. And he came to tell him. Rabbi Yechanan actually said that even the same kazayis, eat it a second time, you are liable. And but why? Because the throat and everything else. And Rabbi Asi asked a question about another kazayis. So he tried to remind him the shear, which was about the same kazayis. And if you know the same kazayis, it's the throat that matters. Of course, you know the answer to another kazayis. But he didn't want to embarrass him. So he asked him a wave of question. Why do you have to talk about another half a kazayis? You know, first one and then another one. Talk about his own. Then we'll know both things. That digested is if he spat it out, it's not considered digested. And your throat is the main criteria. It's not considered digested. The fact is that your groin, your throat, had enjoyed kazayis. Ishtik v'lomalimidi. Rab Asi didn't answer. He didn't remember. Amale, he said to him, Maifis Hadoid, he called him the most generous name. He said, you miracle maker for the whole generation. Loizimni Sagin didn't happen occasionally. That Amale Kamei Rabbi Yechanan, you're the one who said it for Rabbi Yechanan. This very question, and the Amalach, and he told you, Harinene Groine, because it's all about the throat. So you don't remember, I'm just reminding you. After he tried hopelessly, then finally called him a nice title of cover to show that I have Chas Hashem, nothing against you. I'm not trying to tease you, that I have better memory than you. Don't you remember?
Sometimes
they're nice. So even when they're rough, they know they're not being rough because they have anything personal. They just the Torah. I think Moran Tainer says the Torah got them all excited. Had nalogi danasha. Will continue. Beautiful Das Geni Baal Tosa says in Chumash. Why did we give them? Why would we give them mitzvah danasha? So Yaakov had a struggle with the Malach and he dislocated Yanasha. So what? So why do we have an isav danasha? So he gives two opposite explanations. One is a reward and one is a punishment. One is it's a miracle. The Malach could have killed him. And instead, all he did was he dislocated his thigh. We're thanking the Abish for the miracle that Yaakov survived. He wouldn't have survived. He wouldn't be any Shvat. He wouldn't be Kal Yisrael. So the East of Gidon Asher is a positive thing. It's to celebrate the miracle the Malach didn't kill him. And the other one is it's a punishment. Why was Yaakov alone? Where were his kids? Why did they allow him at night? Yaakov remained alone to get his Pachim Tanim. I've been learning before the Tzadik Aleph. Why didn't any of his kids volunteer to go and protect their father? We had by Igla Rufa, the mitzvah, a city has to escort somebody alone, you know, let's go at night. And therefore, we are being punished, not the Idiot and Usher. We should always remember how important it is to take care of your fellow traveler or take care of your fellow, especially your parents. And so on.
There's a reason I would think there's a reason we shouldn't take care of Usher. You're celebrating.
That's true. But he said that's a good question. That's why he needs a second reason, I guess.
Yeah, the second one. Fitted more
in the Isra. Yeah, that's a good question. If it's a celebrated measure, we should be that we should give the notion. Yeah, good point. Yeah, but without Yaakov Avinu, they wouldn't have the guidance. Even Yaakov's alive, look how they behaved. Imagine if Yaakov wasn't alive. We killed each other. Wouldn't be anybody left. Let's continue. Next Pedic. Now, from here to the later on, the next big part of the Masech, there's all the laws of Kashas, which if you get money, get smicha. Yes, you have to know. Kol abasar, especially Lav Kuf Chesnamus. Kol abasar, all the flesh, all the meat, asar levashal b'chalav. You're not allowed to cook. In fact, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to eat. Nor can you have pleasure, because the Torah says three times, lo yisar vashel. don't cook. So meat and milk, you're not allowed to cook together. Chutz mebasa dogim v'chagavim, except fish and locust, you're allowed to. It sounds from here that birds you're not allowed to either. Sounds like it's mahatayra. The mahatayra, in fact, we'll see, is a machlekis where the bird, chicken, because the conservative Jews, for example, they eat chicken and milk, they don't eat meat and milk, because that's all they do, or some one side of it. Because they say it's on their bun. That's the machlekis. Where the mahatayra, because the Mishnah says the only thing you're allowed to is fish, which sounds like chicken you're not allowed to either, poultry you're not allowed to either. Either it's mahatayra or midarabun, we'll soon see the Gemara. Next din, which is brought down as in Peitez, you're not allowed to put place on the table im hagavini. You're not have meat and cheese on the same table. Yeah, but why aren't you allowed to have the same table? As Gemara would say, we're scared that you're going to cook them together and then eat it. Because if you're not going to cook them together, just touch each other. The whole thing is Issur Rabbanan. Midrabbanan, you shouldn't have meat and milk, cold meat and milk together. Matayr, it's only if it's cooked together. Midrabbanan, if you have a salami and you drink milk, b'shas ma'isa, no problem. Matayr, it's only also midrabbanan because it wasn't cooked together. So, but we're making an exeda that you shouldn't even have it on the same table because we're scared that you might cook them together. And then you'll be
the same table if you have the
cheese. Yeah, a reminder. If you have a reminder, yes. What did I say?
Cold cuts and milk, you can
from the Torah, don't mix things up. The Torah says you're allowed to have them together. It's only the rabbis that say you can't. Only the rabban. The Torah only asks if it's cooked together. And that wasn't cooked together. You only drink it together. The rabban that make the Torah beautiful. They make the Torah beautiful. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fun. If we were transplanted 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and you went to the Israel people, you'd think they're all going. Says Gemara, you need another next Gemara. Then Mishnah Baite, it's 4 stars. Somebody makes a neder, I won't eat meat.
It's interesting, it says
Chutzman's.
I mean,
Bosa Dog
again,
a
second time.
Oh yeah, but in fact, you'll see the Gemara says Agav Leisha mentioned again. Taysi wants to know why it doesn't say the same syntax like in all the other missions, which is and so on and so forth. So he said anyway. He says Hanoidim and Abasa. If you say I won't eat meat, Mutter again be Basa Dagi Chagavim. But Basa includes chicken as well. When you say I won't eat meat, chicken, fowl, and poultry is included as well. What's not included is fish. Nobody calls the flesh of fish meat or locust, those who eat locust. Says the Gemara by saying that the only thing permitted is milk and fish. It seems ha'oi, but milk and fowl is awesome ha'toyre command. That seems to follow the opinion. The loy Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds on with Rabbanan. You Rabbi Akiva amar chayev ha'oif einem and ha'toyre. Ha'toyre is no problem. Nu aim a sefer. Look at the next case about a neder. It says there hanoide min ha'basar muter be'basar darchom. If you make a neder from meat, the only thing you're not allowed to eat any meat except fish and locust. But chicken you couldn't eat. Ha'oif asa, but chicken you couldn't eat. And that does work out only according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbanan, meat means meat. According to Rabbanan, if I say, buy me a piece of meat, and you want to buy chicken, you say to me, hey, there is no meat. You want to buy chicken? The fact that you're going to ask me proves that chicken is not meat. Meat is meat, beef, veal, and not chicken. Rabbi Akiva is on the contrary. Nobody's going to ask you, I say, go get meat. You're not going to ask me, do you want fish? Because fish is not meat. But chicken you will. The fact that you're asking means that it's very similar. It's a brand. Darmad, it says, "Kol mili de mimlechaleh shishliach ba minei Rabbi Akiva." Holds that anything that a person will have, for example, if I ask you go buy meat, you're not going to ask me. You want there's no meat. You want maybe kasha. You're not going to ask them because what's it do with meat? Nothing. But chicken, you will ask. So anything that I'm going to consult with you, say, look, I don't have that, but this bar minu means it's very similar. The time you learn the braisa, I know you, but the guy said I won't eat any vegetable mutter, but luyin is allowed to eat the gourd. Kiva oisif. Why? Go buy me green vegetables. I found was gourd like pumpkin, all that. He'll have to ask. Is that that's not considered vegetable? And he said, on the contrary, Kain Adover, you're right. Klum, Oimele, Matsasi, the kidney will come and say, look, I only found legumes. He wouldn't, because legumes is not a vegetable. Elodluyim Michal Yedek. Tomorrow you'll find it, must be here somewhere. Elodluyim Michal Yedek, must be that pumpkin is included in vegetables, and kidney Michal Yedek, and not legumes. So, Mother Zach, Reisha Rabban, in the beginning of the Mishnah, follows the rabbis who say that chicken is what? is mehatayra, also with milk, because everything is forbidden with milk except fish. And the sefer, when it comes to a neder that says, if I make a neder, I won't eat meat, it includes chicken, that only follows Rabbi Kiva. How can that be? Omer Rabbi Yisrael, he said, the author of this Mishnah is not Rabbi Kiva, nor the Rabbanan. Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. The Nosiv Lo Aliba Tanoi, and in certain respects, he holds like one Tana, and in others, in like another Tana. Bin Adon, it comes in Darim, he paski rules, so like Rabbi Kiva, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. Like, why that even... a chicken is when people talk, when they say meat, they also include chicken. But you just want to verify, but include chicken. However, bebasa bechala, when it comes to meat and milk, and the Torah says that you shouldn't listen. Vashel gedi, the Torah is only using that as an example, but chicken is also meat, and therefore, and if it's also, sabla can I put like a banana? That chicken is also matayda. That's one answer. Ravashi says no. Where does the Mishnah say that chicken and milk is also matayda? Maybe it's only also rabbanon, and if Mishnah follows Rabbi Kiva. I'm a cool Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Ba'achikamen. This is what he says. Kol habasar asal levasher b'chalav. All meat except fish, you're not allowed to cook with milk. Some are mehatayda, mehen medivre tayda. Some from the tayda, mehen medivre tayda bun. Chutz mebasar dog except meat and fish v'chalav lokus she'enam loy medivre tayda v'loy medivre sayfim. You're allowed to cook. But actually, there's a hiddur that we don't eat fish and milk either. The Bes Yosef and Simkufa and Gimel in Magen Avraham says you don't eat fish and milk. And the Magen Avraham says it's a mistake. And they had the same machlekes in the Yodea, where the fish and milk you're not allowed to. But the Bayit Heitzer brings it from a certain doctor that you're not allowed to eat fish and milk because it's harmful. And the Pidim HaGadim has a whole thing where the butter you're allowed to, cheese you're not allowed to. But Abayna Bechaya says, why does the Torah say you shouldn't eat blood? He says that blood, he said milk. Why can't you have meat and milk? Why can't you have meat and milk? You know why? Because the Gemara B'chayda says that milk is really blood. When you cook the milk, it reverts back to its original state of being blood. And therefore, when you eat meat and milk, what you're really doing is you're eating blood. And that's the Issa.
So milk, it doesn't become red.
It doesn't matter, but it's legally, one more thing. Therefore, he says, nor can you have fish and milk. Because it's the same problem. So he said, you're not allowed to eat fish and milk, and therefore, in Lubavitch Chassidim, a lot of them have a meaning not to eat, let's say, like hard cheese or something together with fish. You keep them separate. We follow the Prima Godim. And that's said you shouldn't. And others are much more lenient.